Hello, Shallow Point. Welcome to our podcast. This is Derek Hershey, principal. We are home for the mind, body, and spirit. Today with me, we have a fifth grade teacher, Miss Elizabeth Stevens, with us today. Hello, Miss Stevens. How are you?
Great. Doing good.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We're excited about this podcast titled Everything is Possible. And before we get started, how long have you been teaching for, Ms. Stevens?
This is my 20th year of teaching.
Well, congratulations. Nice job. You're doing a wonderful job. Well, I asked Ms. Stevens to come with us today because she and I did a little bit of work last year during one of our parent series. And as we were looking at our mindset of the month, everything is possible, I thought she had some very practical applications that was helpful for me as a parent. And anytime we come up with great parenting strategies, we certainly want to pass those along because we know parenting is one of the hardest things in the world. As you have a son yourself,
yes.
I've got two daughters. Before we go into some of your practical applications, I wanted to read the definition that the seven mindsets came up with, everything is possible. The seven mindsets says, everything is possible mindset teaches us that we are all capable of living extraordinary lives. Students learn that everything which exists today was once just an idea until someone believed it was possible and took the actions to make it into reality. This is true with our lives as well. They become, in many ways, whatever we expect them to be. The four critical components of everything is possible is dream big, embrace creativity, think positive, act, and adjust. And Ms. Stevens, I love these four critical components, but part of the struggle with this is actually doing it on a daily basis, and what does that look like? So I know you had shared some different stories and different practical applications, and I would love for you to share that with our audience today.
Okay, sure. I wanted to start off by sharing a tool that I came across when I was researching. And it is called the Learning Pit. It was developed by James Nottingham. He's from the UK, and he's an educator and researcher. He's written several books. And the Learning Pit is basically a metaphor to help students to understand the process that occurs when they're learning new concepts. So, Derek, if you think about, visualize a pit, and when you're approaching something that's challenging, even when you were a kid riding a bike for the first time, you kind of fall into that pit and that struggle when something is very difficult, and you have to work your way through that process. And once you get out of the pit, you get to that eureka moment when you have discovered it. But it's really important with the learning pit for students to kind of understand the process so they can work through and problem solve their struggle.
One thing that I love that you said is the students have to fall into the pit to get through that struggle, versus the easier thing to do is jump over the pit and not have to struggle, because that's the easier thing to do. So what does that struggle look like for students in your classroom?
Well, typically I see like three things happen. Either students will fall into that pit, that struggle, and they will hit a brick wall, and then they want to give up. And they don't have the tools to work through and solve that problem, and they just don't want to move forward. The other thing I'll see is students will jump over that pit and think, well, I already know this, and they're like, oh, wait a minute, no, and they fall back into the pit. So they've got to go through and develop those skills to work through the problem. Sometimes, like you said, students will jump over the learning pit and they already know it. So we need to work in the classroom with challenging them so that they can develop those skills, because if they go through life and they've already, you know, they've got everything, but then if they haven't experienced the struggle, they're eventually going to hit a brick wall and not have the skills to be able to do that.
And I love that, because how important is it for them to be able to get those experiences at a younger age versus at a high school or college level age? And then all of a sudden they've already kind of gotten set in their ways and don't know how to cope with that struggle. Very, very interesting. what types of things do you do to help students as they are kind of going through that learning how to struggle so mm-hmm. that they understand how to climb onto the other side mm-hmm. of the pit in order to get through that struggle?
Okay. We talk about what can you do when you get stuck. So do you ask questions? Do you get someone else to help you? And then, you know, what else can you do? And then once they're successful with that, they reflect back on the process and hopefully build upon those skills so that they can develop what we call grit. And there's a researcher, Angela Duckworth. She did this amazing video, and she's written a book on grit. There's a video on YouTube where she talks about grit. And grit is basically just passion and your perseverance. And when she looked at successful people, she looked at how did they get there and what made them successful. And it was that perseverance and that passion and what she kind of termed the grit.
Okay, well, give us some tools. As a parent myself, of course, as an educator, we hear a lot of different strategies and stories, but from a parent's perspective, what are some tools that parents can be doing at home to help with this concept of building grit and supporting kids through that struggle?
Okay. Psychologists are still doing a lot of research on grit, and with parenting, it's constantly evolving. but there are a few things I discovered in my research. One of the things to focus on is praising your child's hard work and tenacity versus focusing on the grades, looking at their process that they went through and how they grew. Allow them to experience frustration and work through the problem instead of doing it for them. A lot of times it can be so easy, oh, let me tie your shoe for you, let me do this for you. But if they can work through that problem and that struggle, they'll be stronger. Like even laundry, cleaning their room, chores. If they've forgotten their homework, don't drop it off at school for them, please. Talk about the effort and that they have put forth with things versus comparing them to other siblings or peers. And then as yourself, be a role model and try to share with them things that you've done in your job or in your life where you've had to learn from your mistakes.
So being very vulnerable to your own children mm-hmm. that you've made mistakes and how you've worked through those mistakes. And I'll tell you, as an adult, I think that might be very difficult to do. So great mm-hmm. advice. I love it. You had one other story that I just absolutely loved. We actually shared it with our staff, I believe it was last year, about a tree that was in a biosphere. And I thought this would be a great way to end this podcast.
Mm-hmm. When I was sharing the learning pit concept with my husband, he told me about this biosphere experiment, and I was like, I hadn't really heard of it, but basically they had created this dome, and the scientists wanted to discover new ideas about how plants grow. So they discovered something that they didn't think was expected. What they found is the trees that were inside the biosphere, they grew faster and taller than trees on the outside of the biosphere. Okay. However, the trees on the outside of the biosphere were stronger. And
what made them stronger?
This was what they discovered, that something was missing. When they were protected, the trees were protected inside that dome, the one factor that was missing was the wind. And the wind constantly blowing against those trees on the outside of the biosphere really helped those trees. They didn't grow as tall, but they had stronger roots. So if you can just take away from this podcast, really to allow your child to experience that struggle so that they can develop grit and be stronger.
I love it. Such a great concept. And I'll tell you, the idea of everything is possible. It sounds great, but it takes work to get us to that point. So mm-hmm. great concepts, great stories, and we appreciate you coming on board and sharing them with us. We are going to continue on with our podcast series. Stay with us and continue following us and share our podcast with others. Ms. Stevens, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.